Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Everett Jets FC podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Hanyard, as always. And on the show today, I have guys who are the brace in this past weekend inaugural game, Glenn Payton. How's it going, Glenn?
Good, how about you?
It's going good, you know. We dropped back into October today, it felt like, with the weather, but here in the Pacific Northwest, but otherwise doing good. I imagine after this past weekend, you're doing pretty good as well.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, yeah.
And obviously, you scored the two, actually, you scored the two opening goals in that game. You know, it is a friendly match still, preseason, but it's still a big game for the club, especially since, you know, we were supposed to play last year, and everybody knows what happened there. So what did that feel like, being the guy who scored the first two goals for the club?
It felt good. For the whole squad, it's definitely a confidence builder to start the season like that, get three goals and to keep the shutout. And especially early on in that game, I just felt like the pressure that we put on them was so high that, and our midfielders and defenders just kept pushing the ball forward, and so it was going to break eventually. And I guess I'm just fortunate that I was the one to do it. Could have been anyone. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. Great confidence builder.
Well, I got to tell you, I was there, and I, you know, my first thoughts were, because I've covered a lot of different teams in the past, you know, who are just starting out and had their first games. And what I noticed actually immediately off the bat too is it was a physical game early on. Am I right?
It was definitely physical. Yeah. But that's the kind of playing style that I love. That's how I've always played. So I was okay with that. But yeah, we definitely hit the ground running, and it was pretty intense right off the bat.
Yeah, I mean, there was nothing in the way of, you know, I know this is a thing people love to say all the time, but, you know, there was nothing friendly about it. It was very chippy. There was a lot of physicalness. And, the crazy thing is, you know, I know the tryouts were just like a few weeks ago, or it seems like it, you know, I think the crazy part was you guys looked pretty good. How did you guys feel as a team out there, being that, you know, that you can't have that much real, like, background, right, together?
No, yeah. I was surprised at how well things flowed. There were definitely some times where we didn't quite understand what each other were going to do. But at the same time, you know, for our first game and only three weeks of practice, there's some pretty incredible connections there, especially our defensive mid, Mamadi, has just, I don't know how, he's got an incredible understanding of where people are going already, which it's just amazing at this point to have that sort of connection with multiple people on the field. It's a lot of fun and pretty surprising this early on, yeah.
I think the other surprising thing, too, I mean, maybe not so much because people have been so bored, you know, over the last few months, but was the fact that, I mean, Everett turned up. I mean, you know, and that what was so great is that, you know, we actually are allowed to have fans right now, which is just awesome. But, I mean, they came out in full force. What was that like to have that support as well while you guys were on the field?
Yeah, that was a huge surprise for me. I was not expecting that sort of turnout. For not only our first game, but even, like you said, just a friendly. I'm not sure how they got so many people to the game, to be honest. But it was pretty awesome to be playing in front of people again at all, but especially quite a big crowd like that, yeah.
Yeah, not only was it a friendly, but also a friendly in April where it was a chilly wind out there on the field. And so, you know, not the warm summer soccer games we're used to here in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
But and now I got to ask you, now that we kind of covered the game, which was, you know, everybody who was there would tell you was fun to watch, regardless of, you know, whether it had any you know, anything on the season or not, being that it is preseason. But what is your background? How did you get started in soccer? How long have you been playing?
So I grew up in the area at Lake Forest Park, went to Shorecrest High School, played on a whole host of teams, club soccer growing up. And then I played for 2 years at Oregon State and then 1 year at Simon Fraser up in Vancouver, BC. And then I stopped for 5 years, had a couple kids, finished out my bachelor's degree, found some jobs, and started just kicking it around again with some friends from high school and sort of worked my way back up in adult rec league, just, you know, kind of wanting a little bit more from it, running into people I used to play with, and then eventually ran into Devin Mendiola, who's on the team as well, and I had played with him when I was like 12 years old, and he invited me to come out to the indoor team, the Skyhawks, which Vasco also coaches. And then through that, got involved with this team.
You see, I was going to say, too, you see a lot of players who play both indoor and outdoor. And, of course, here in Washington, indoor takes basically over everything in the winter, it feels like. What is it like transitioning from indoor to outdoor as somebody who's been playing for a long time like yourself?
It was a big difference to get back out on the big field again, and you definitely got to keep a little bit more track of where you're throwing the ball. In the indoor, you can kind of just wherever it goes, it's never going to get too far away from you. The other thing is just off the ball movement. In indoor, you really never can lose focus just because the ball's always so close to you. In outdoor, there's just so much more movement off the ball that, you know, really helps set everybody up on the team, but you have to really stay dialed in to be tracking even when the ball's 40 yards away from you and thinking about where you should be and where you would go with the ball if you got it at that moment. A lot more mental focus, I guess I would say.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's got the rules, of course. I used to call indoor games, and it's crazy to even call a game because it's there, you know, inside it's like literally, oh hey, they're attacking. Oh, guess what? Now the other team's attacking. You know. So, and of course the Skyhawks have been, you know, they've been around and a staple here for a long time. And I remember back when I used to call Aviators games, I used to watch Skyhawks often against the Aviators. So. It's great to have that sort of insight as well from you, because I've always wondered that, you know, calling both games. And unfortunately, we don't have the ability yet to call games for the Jets, but at least have the podcast going. I believe there's a live stream too, so everybody stay tuned for that. Whenever there's a game, there might be a live stream as well. So now I got to ask you before the game. I don't know. I feel like, you know, if you guys as a group listen, or if you're, you know, dialed into your headphones or whatever, is there anything you listen to before the game to get you pumped up?
I don't really have a soundtrack that I listen to. I'm open to whatever the other guys are listening to on the speaker. I listen to a podcast on the way to the game, and then I'm pretty open to whatever anyone else is listening to music wise.
That's nice. So you got it's good to have the podcast maybe to, you know, to keep you nice and calm on the way to the game. So
yeah.
As we're moving forward in these next few exhibition games coming up, what would you tell, besides yourself obviously, people are going to be watching you now because of the brace, who else would you say people should keep their eyes on, and what can they look forward to with Everett moving forward?
I mean, it's really, we've got an embarrassment of riches in the midfield. I don't know how Vasco chooses his starting lineup. You could keep your eye on any of those guys. There's just so much talent there, which is not to say that there's not talent elsewhere. It's just overwhelming how much talent we've had go out. all over the lineup. I don't think I could really pick anyone for you to watch, to be honest, because I'm still surprised every practice by some of the things that I see these guys doing.
Oh, no, and you're right. It's the whole team was fun to watch, and that was only game one. So, and finally, you mentioned Vasco. I know I've had Vasco on the show, and from the perspective of, you know, interviewer, he's such a calm guy and is very, very matter of fact how he's talking or whatever. What is the experience so far like with Vasco as a coach?
Yeah, definitely very calm, but he can, when he walks through, he can turn it up, which he feels he needs to. He definitely tries to keep it calm. He's like to be more of a one of the team. You know, most of the time he sees himself as one of the players out there and asks us all to help coach ourselves and help coach each other up. But when he sees something that we're not getting, he can elevate in a hurry, I guess I would say.
Well, he's, like I said, I've enjoyed having him on the show. I've enjoyed having you on the show as well. It's going to be fun to see what the team does here in the next few. And I know the next few games are away from home in Everett. But if you guys want to check out the Instagram accounts as well as Facebook, you can keep track of when the next home game is going to be. I know there's a couple at the end of this month, so stay tuned for that. Glenn, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to be on the Everett Jets FC podcast. And best of luck with the rest of the season.
Thank you. Thanks so much.